Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here on the MLW Radio Network. Brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, a fan, just like you, all of us normal, regular wrestling fans who like all kinds of different things, but don't put each other out for liking something we don't like. For instance, on our Marco Stunt episode yesterday, tons of great feedback. We don't always have to take one side or the other. There might be things we haven't thought about. And something that people haven't really thought about a lot lately, perhaps, is the subject of our show today. Is the R-rated superstar, Edge, making a comeback? I'm going to give you my take and my prediction. And also, should dives be banned? Today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. On April 11th, 2011, we all remember the Raw that Edge retired. It was completely out of the blue for a lot of us fans, probably not to him, but for us, we were very surprised when Edge retired. Now, Edge had a long career. He did a lot of great things, but he definitely got a lot, but he'd inflicted a lot of damage on his back. And we really haven't seen him in the ring since. It seemed like one of those legit things where if somebody's hurt, he's out. Obviously legit. He got a podcast, raised his family, moved to Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Asheville, North Carolina, but it is the hippiest place on earth. Like, if you don't know how to play hacky sack or play the mandolin, you really can't get into Asheville, North Carolina. So he lives there, which is about the chillest place ever, and he's out of wrestling. But then a couple strange things happened. He quit his podcast. He quit his podcast, and Christian kept it going. Said he wanted to spend more time with his family. But Beth, his wife, is at NXT every Wednesday. So that probably is true. He's going to spend time with his kids. Of course, there's a Twitter account at Fight Oracle that tweeted that Edge had been medically cleared by WWE doctors for in-ring action. And the report noted that there's no word on when he will wrestle again, but he is now cleared and under contract to WWE once again. PW Insider, which is Mike Johnson, he who is the reporter, does all the work for them. Nobody else there of any significance except Mike. He confirmed that in and around that date in Pittsburgh, he was trying to get medically cleared. And Dave Meltzer, in his Wrestling Observer, October 7th, reported that another name from the past, Edge, who will be 46 at the end of this month, has also had his name in the news. Edge got a new deal by negotiating with both sides, so that implies he's negotiating with AEW, and thus ended up with a significant WWE offer to stay. He did a spear recently, cleared for that, after years of not being cleared to do anything. While it is not confirmed that he will wrestle again, the idea of him wrestling again has definitely been talked about very privately, although we're not sure if he can get clearance. Those within creative, who admittedly wouldn't know, as this would be kept super secret, are still under the impression that Edge will never be cleared to wrestle again. These reports got so much traction that Edge responded on Twitter, and he said, this is all he said, no, I'm not, and no, I'm not. So I think what he is trying to imply is that no, he is not cleared, and no, he's not wrestling. But a few things here don't add up, right? He did the spear. It's been reported by a couple reputable sources that he's cleared to wrestle. It has been reported by another reputable source that he negotiated a contract with WWE after maybe working the other side a little bit and seeing where his value lied. And to me, that means that Edge might be coming back. Now let's look at something else. There were rumors that Edge was going to captain Team Hogan for Crown Jewel. Seems perfect, right? Edge tagged with Hogan. Edge has always been a huge Hulk Hogan fan. Of course, those dreams were squashed on Raw, along with a lot of people's entertainment hopes when that didn't happen. So what's the final word? What is going to happen here? Here's my opinion. 90% of the time, 95% of the time, where there's smoke, there's fire in these kind of situations. These rumors didn't pop up out of the blue. If you put together Edge leaving the podcast, him doing a spear, his wife now working every single week on NXT, And then you put together these rumors of him trying to get cleared. And then you put together the reports that he has negotiated a bigger contract for himself, leads me to believe that Edge is definitely coming back. And I'll even make a more specific prediction. I believe Edge will come back at Crown Jewel because Crown Jewel is the place where people get paid to come back and wrestle, right? He's not on the card yet, but WWE is known for changing cards, and it wouldn't be above them this Friday on SmackDown to replace Roman Reigns for some reason as captain of Team Hogan and have Edge take his place. So I'm making the call. I'm saying where there's smoke, there is fire. Edge is definitely coming back. That is my call. That is my prediction. I have no sources. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that's going to happen. And I'd like it to happen as long as he's safe. Now, speaking of safe, recently there were a couple very serious injuries that happened in AAA as a result of dives. And people are wondering if maybe if dives should be eliminated. And I'm thinking about this because of Edge's injury and so many other injuries we've seen. But there are hundreds of dives that take place all the time with no injuries. But it only takes one. It only takes one. And Cassius Ohno took to Twitter to say, we need to think about the dives that we do. You know, we don't have to stop doing dives. But also, you fans should appreciate that we make this choice every single time. And that as a performer, we take it very seriously. And we should all keep in mind that safety is the number one thing. He had a lot of good things to say. I'm going to agree with that. And I think maybe the time is now to stop tapering these dives back a lot. If you look at the AEW situation, when they do dives, the guardrails are usually really close. And I worry that on some of these dives, like Kenny Omega dive, his legs hit the barrier, his head could come crashing down. I know they do this all the time. I know they're professionals. Nick Jackson almost hurt himself very badly in a ladder match at All Out when he went over the top rope. I think we can dial these things back and make them mean more and also really import some safety to every single dive. I really enjoyed the Private Party versus Young Bucks match when Quinn did four different kind of dives. But I'm not sure, in a row, by the way, I'm not sure that's completely necessary. But I also think maybe protocol needs to be put in place because it only takes one dive to hurt yourself. Every single dive, I think, needs to have some kind of protocol, some kind of planning, some kind of talking about making sure that everything is put in place so that something like this doesn't happen again. The less dives happen, the less risk there is. So I don't think dives should be abolished. I don't think they should get rid of. I think when people start talking like that, it's like, let's get rid of throwing people against the ropes because people have died with their head against the ropes before. We don't need to do that. But I think maybe let's not be casual and cavalier about diving out of the ring because what happened to La Parca, who is AAA La Parca, not WCW La Parca. Same gimmick, same costume, but not the same guy. It doesn't really matter because that dude got really hurt just on a typical suicide dive, diving out of the ring, but he hit his head in that little crevice between the concrete and the ring barrier, and he didn't move. And we're hearing some really bad reports about him right now. If you're a real fan, you care about the safety of these wrestlers. So if Edge comes back, I want him to do so as safely as possible. And also, let's maybe taper back these dives, but also make sure every single dive has a reason for existing. And also, there's a protocol that takes place every time that one happens so that there's less risk of people getting hurt. And there's no risk of you getting hurt if you just sit back and listen to a podcast, which you can do every single day here on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Make sure to subscribe on all your podcast platforms, download to all your devices. Guys, keep those awesome 5-star reviews coming in. I love seeing them. I love all the feedback. If you send me a screenshot of your 5-star review, I will give you a shout out on the show. I don't care how short our show is. I will do it. And I will do it again tomorrow because I will be here with you and me on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.